My name is Daryl Wilson. I'm a professor of law at Stetson University College of Law in St. Petersburg, Florida.
I want to thank you very much for joining me this morning. Do you have any advice for students on how to manage the time during the exam?
Yes, I do. And I think the time management question needs sort of preface, and that is one that looks at the type of exam that the students are going to have. I would like to say that I believe it's pretty much universally accepted that first-year courses or any upper-level required courses tend to be bar coverage courses, and so the exams that are given tend to be more bar-like. Therefore, your questions and answers are looking for more black-letter law, and they're not going to be the type of questions that you would see with upper-level non-required electives that don't involve bar coverage materials. Those are more likely to be essay questions with sort of open-ended facts and circumstances that allow you to address policy and overriding principles. With that in mind, when you're preparing for your required courses or bar course coverage types of exams, you need to know the type of test that the professor gives. And oftentimes, in saying that they're going to be more bar-like, you'll find a mix of objective, those being multiple choice or short answer or true false, but most often multiple choice questions along with essay questions. And so in preparing for your exams, it's important to know what you do well. Are you good at answering essay questions better than essay than multiple choice or short answer, those types of things? Most often it's going to be multiple choice as opposed to essay. And in terms of the questions that the professors give, they'll usually draft questions for multiple choice that give you 2 minutes or maybe a little bit more, 2 to 3 minutes per question to respond to. So in preparing for those types of exams, you need to go over as many types of multiple choice questions as you can find. And there are a multitude of practice questions out there, including many by bar review companies. The bar generally gives people less than 2 minutes. It's calculated to give people at the multi-state level and for state multiple choice questions about 1.5 minute per question. So it's important to test yourself in a test setting that you place yourself in both mentally and physically when you're practicing these questions, whether they're multiple choice or not, but especially with the multiple choice because of the fact that you will be under time pressures to address those questions. I think also it's important when you're dealing with the multiple choice questions to practice seeing the whole question. Oftentimes with the questions that are drafted for multiple choice by the professors in the classes, they're often more forgiving with their questions than the bar is, and they won't use as many long scenarios, fact scenarios, with their questions, but sometimes they do. But the average student has a sort of syndrome when it comes to dealing with multiple choice questions, which I characterize as the reading the question and knowing the answer, but complaining it's not their syndrome. I've heard that you hear it every single year. I knew the answers. Or I knew the answers. I knew what these questions were about, but I didn't see the answer there, which, of course, is, well, silly. I mean, it has to be one of those answers. So I think in practicing, seeing the whole question, including looking at types of answers that you have to choose from, that'll help focus you when you're looking at the questions. And then also in practicing, when you go back and review how well you did, it's important to know the legal issue raised and the rule of law that you were supposed to either find or apply and why the correct answers are good and why the rest of them are bad. By doing this, you'll get yourself mentally prepared to do what's necessary on the final exam for your class as well as for the bar exam. The idea that people say as well that they didn't have enough time is because they haven't gotten comfortable with the types of questions that they're going to deal with. And as I always say, you know, lawyers are paid for their time and paid by their time. So it's kind of a misperception I think students also have is that the exams are so artificial and so removed from what you'll be doing at practice because it doesn't give you enough time. If you ask the average busy lawyer out there, he'll tell you he's always feeling a time pressure. So you need to get used to it, and law school's our way of introducing students to the need for maximizing their time management skills.
Well, let me ask you how you'd suggest that students prepare for an essay exam or for a multiple choice. You've mentioned taking some practice tests, do you suggest they take them in a timed setting, or how many do you suggest that they work through to feel prepared?
Well, I think the first thing that they need to do is try and find out as much as they can about the type of tests their professor gives. Lots of professors have sample questions or sample exams, and they keep those on file for the students. They also offer model answers or issue a list or guide, something of that nature. So you need to see if your professor is one of those who makes those types of things available. Now, after you find out if they do make those available, then I suggest keeping those on hand and near the end of the semester trying to address some of those questions unless you've been told otherwise by your professor. Throughout the semester, many professors offer students a chance to try their hand at either a practice question that they hand out or questions in the books or the materials. So few students take advantage of these offers, it's amazing. I mean, on average, I'd say you're dealing with less than, you know, maybe 5 to 10 students throughout the semester. At the end, right before the exams, the day before, the week before, everybody thinks they can come stampede into the professor with any little thing they're willing to try and practice on and want feedback on. They're always surprised the professors aren't around then. And I always tell them jokingly, well, you know, school's out for you, it's out for us too. So we're not just sitting around hoping that everybody in the class will now want to review every single thing that we made offers to them for throughout the semester. So I think throughout the semester, whatever you can find that addresses sections that you've already dealt with, sections of material in that particular class, subsections as highlighted on the syllabus or in the index that you can address, you need to practice with as many of those as possible. As you get closer to the end of the exam, semester near the exam period, I think you should try and address some of those materials that you're able to get from your professor, if you're lucky enough to have that type of professor. And then this day and age, that's more often the case than not. The reason I suggest waiting is because near the end, you'll be expected, since that's what you'll have to be able to do on the exam, to deal with multiple issue questions if you're dealing with essays, if you're dealing with multiple choice that are lined up in no particular order, if you're dealing with property, for instance, which is one of the subjects I teach, and you approached it via the syllabus, say, dealing with discovery and conquest issues early on, then dealing with finders issues, then dealing with adverse possession, then dealing with estates and future interests and things of that nature, you're not going to have your multiple choice section cordoned off for you, divided for you, and okay, here are the adverse possession questions, now here are the marital estate questions. They're going to be all mixed up. And so, you know, the same will be true on the essay. You're not going to have an essay question that says, here is your adverse possession question, but instead the issues are going to be all mixed up. And so it's important to practice early on with the parts so that by the end of the semester, you'll be able to analyze clearly, feel confident, putting all the pieces together, and you won't have problems with the big puzzle that is the exam because you're comfortable with all the subparts. I think there is no magic sort of number for individuals. It's whatever you need to do to make yourself comfortable. I like to say with the essays, though, especially, I think another thing that I see amongst the student that gets the average grade, when you ask them about their essay, they typically read and then just start writing. And they do that out of panic over time more often than not. And that panic is set in because they didn't practice enough times early on in the semester. And I think practice gets rid of that and lets you know what you know intuitively, which is that you can always write quickly if you're organized and know exactly what you want to say. So I advocate practicing enough essays so that when it gets time to the actual exam, you'll feel comfortable making notes on the question, putting it in an organized fashion so that you can feel comfortable that you'll be able to address the issues in the essay in a clear fashion that conveys the information to the professor that you're trying to get across. So it's important to put yourself in a test setting, as I said, mentally and physically. I think sitting around with other students throughout the semester is good, but taking the practice questions and sitting around with other students is not adequate preparation, and that doesn't count to me as practice for the exam, nor does getting a model answer or some issue list and holding them up to the exam and sitting there in your carrel by yourself or at home and saying, yeah, oh, yeah, I knew that. Yep, check, check, yeah, I would have got that, et cetera, et cetera. You need to actually go through the process so that when the time comes, you won't find yourself in a cold sweat over the pressures that are placed upon you to actually complete the exam. I just want to say, you know, one other thing is a sort of overview, and that's the students should know that they're only asked basically one time per year per course to do the total opposite of what they spend the rest of the year doing. And even if they participate in class or study sessions or things of that nature, the exam time is the one time where you alone as a student will have to analyze and clearly convey to the professor your responses. And when he looks at it, you have to remember that he or she, the professor, has nothing there to help them get across the other sort of, oh, you know what I meant, the no, you know what I mean syndrome. That works in class, or that might work with other students, but that can't work on the exam. So that's why it's so important to get adequately prepared and understand that law school exams are like your first steps of entry into the practice world. By the end of the matriculation in law school, hopefully, you know, everybody's walking along fine, but as I like to say, the bar requires you to step lively, and practice requires the full panoply, you know, run, sprint, dance, jump. And so take the exam prep process seriously, because it does have some relevance to actual practice. And that's my tips on getting prepared.
Thank you. I do appreciate your tips and your time today.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.